Good afternoon. You're listening to Bellatrix Beats on Cows FM. I'm your host, Petra, and we're going to talk about the astrological weather of this week. We're going to listen to some music to illuminate the themes and to do our best to link our right and left brains while doing so. So, it's a big day. We're in a big time. Everything feels big. You know, I write weekly horoscopes, and there were more subsequent red flag weeks since the start of this year than by far, hands down, than I've ever seen. And I'm sure I don't have to tell you because we've all lived through them. And yesterday was a red flag day. And today, we are at the precipice of changing Chinese animals. You know, the Chinese have a very robust relationship to astrology, and everybody probably knows what animal they are. But every year there's an animal, and every year on the Aquarius new moon, this is Chinese New Year, this is when the animal switches. So if we have the animals, there's 12 animals, and there's five elements, and the elements go for 2 years, and the animals just go for 1 year. So there's not a very frequent repetition of the combination of animal and element. And we're at a 9 year. We're wrapping up a 9 year. We're wrapping up a snake year. We're within, about 12 hours and 20 minutes of the last bit of snake. So we are kicking off that old skin. We have now Neptune and Saturn are both in the boat, 0 degrees Aries. And it does feel differently, for sure. And I'm observing it. You know, it's a frequency. And a lot of people do track astrology at this point, not to the depth that, you know, some people do, but have kind of a basic working knowledge. And it seems like people are noticing, commenting that it definitely feels different. So we're a few days out of Pisces season, wrapping up Aquarius season. And we have this new moon that's at 28 degrees, and we've had a series of new moons that have been right at the very end, 28 or 29 or 27 degrees. It's an interesting, kind of strange, like macro micro sort of feeling to begin. It's like, all right, we're starting a cycle, and then we're, you know, in a certain sign, and then we're immediately changing to something else. And, you know, it feels kind of indicative of how changeable the times are. We are being asked to be very dexterous and fluid with our ability to respond to changing conditions, and we are nowhere near done that sort of thing. So not only is it a new moon, it's an eclipse, and eclipse seasons are their own kind of animal. And you know, my advice is to don't look at them. We won't be able to see this one. It's a solar eclipse. The solar eclipses accompany the new moons because it's going to happen at 4:20 in the morning, but it's somewhere. But just planting a seed, if ever you have a chance to see an eclipse, I very strongly recommend not looking at it. Just look at the pictures later. That's enough. Let the gods cook. Let them do what they're going to do. So this also opens eclipse season, which means we're going to have another one. Eclipses always come in pairs. Occasionally there's three. This is going to be two. This one brings in the fire horse. And, you know, it's kind of hard to overstate Saturn and Neptune at 0 degrees Aries combined with a fire horse year. You know, it's a horse year, but the elements make it fire. So we're going to welcome, most of you are going to be listening to this probably tomorrow. And we really do want to send out a warm welcome to our good buddy that we're going to spend a year with, the fire horse. That was a song called Bad Horsey by Steve Vai. He's kind of an old school guitar guy, and he's actually born on a 666, which made me want to kind of reclaim that, because that originally was a number that was sacred to the witches and sacred to the goddess, as all threes are, because it speaks to the phases of life, the phases of the moon, and all of that. And so when there were just a six was sacred because it was two threes. And when there were three sixes together, it was the super, super sacred. In fact, the Chartres Cathedral in France, if you look at it from above, it's like the main chapel and then wings. And the main chapel has a labyrinth in the center. And if you walk it, it's exactly 666 feet completely. And that's not an accident. We just had a Friday the 13th. You know, that's also been perverted and corrupted. But originally, like I said last time, it was a day of love. And we're going to have another one in March. So another opportunity, because, you know, our thoughts create so much. So if we're like, oh my God, it's Friday the 13th, you know, it's like, okay, then that's what you're feeding into the day. But if you're like, hey, babe, it's Friday the 13th, how about we skip work today? You know, it's reclaim, reclaim, reclaim. So a little bit more about Steve Vai, because he's just interesting. So if we're looking at that song representing this like full throttle energy, which boy does it, he was born with Aries rising and Mars and Aries in his first house, tightly trine Uranus and Leo. And that's the song, if you ever saw that really old movie called Crossroads that had the Karate Kid in it, it was like the Robert Johnson kind of deal with the devil at the crossroads sort of story. And at the peak of it, it's Ralph Macchio fighting with a representative of the devil, and that's Steve Vai playing that song. So anyway, it's a great song. But now we're going to just acknowledge that we are closing down this snake year, and we also want to kind of just lower the tempo and lower the settings, because I wanted to show you that song because I want you to know what we're in for. But I also want to really take care of us and regulate our nervous systems, because we're the ones that will be living through these next years that promise to be very intense. I mean, as if everything isn't already intense, but we're capable. We can do it. So we're going to listen to a cool down song now. Thank you. You're listening to Bellatrix Beats on Cows FM. I'm your host, Petra. That was a song called Kingdom, and we're about to have an eclipse. We're about to move into the fire horse year, and I want to play How Do We Regulate? You know, that's the question. I'm going to play a song, but the question is, how do we regulate? How do we continue to stay calm in the face of so much change and so much uncertainty and so much evil, for lack of a better word? You know, there's always good and evil. It's always been at play here. That's kind of the game. I think good always wins, but this is a soul school, so it's a rugged learning journey where we have to actually move through these experiences. So I think that prayer is one of the ways that we definitely ground and regulate and nourish ourselves. So we're going to listen to a song that kind of helps us in that direction.
Perfume and milk, the body in bloom, the falling leaves, the fallen fruit, the rot and the ruin, the earth and the worms, the seasons change, the world turns, the trees turn gray, and the land turns brown in a house in the woods on the edge of town. Bury it deep, swallow it down, taking the laurel crown, doing the work and sleeping alone, downloading revelations, divine love on my phone, trying to read but getting distracted, trying to live but feeling so damaged, and all shall be well, all shall be well. Miracles are often inconvenient, and prayer is a spell.
I packed my bags and I got in the car. A pilgrimage to wherever you are. April comes with its blossoms, beaten by rain. Oh, the hope and the horror singing daffodils again. The land it thaws and the leaves turn green. And the blue stars of snow glories with the winter jasmine. Clothes of silk and satin, lace and leather. The one pink ribbon that holds me together. And all shall be well, all shall be well. Healing is slow, it comes and it goes. A glimpse of the sun in a flurry of snow. The first green shoots in a sudden frost. Oh, something's gained when something's lost. The rot and the ruin, the earth and the worms. The seasons change, the world turns. The world turns.
That was Perfume and Milk by the divine fey creature known as Florence Welch off of her new album, which is amazing. And I want to talk about this chart because it's a big chart. It's the new moon, which is always going to govern the next month, but it's also the eclipse and it's also the horse. So, you know, we don't have to look far for all of the intensity. This is 28 degrees, sun and moon. Mars is close. Pluto is in the sign. So the entire archetypal field of Aquarius is thoroughly populated by this eclipse and by, you know, two of the heavier hitters, Mars and Pluto. So we know that Aquarians are going through huge transformations right now. You know, if you have an early sun, then Pluto's either on it, just past it, or heading for it. Same goes for early Leo degrees. And it's going to be here for 20 years. It's a long transit. And Pluto always, you know, it's a death rebirth. So where can you shed? Where can you shed? Where can you change? Where can you let go? Where can you let go of things that don't serve you and really aren't you? You know, there's a lot to be said for the goodness of a Pluto transit, often on the other side of it. But this eclipse new moon situation also has a very sweet part of it, which is Venus is in Pisces. As I said last time, it's an exalted Venus, which is just pure love essentially. And then it's pinned to the north node with this eclipse. So we're being deeply imprinted with this Venus in Pisces, and she's answering to Jupiter in Cancer, which also is an exalted placing. So, you know, hellfire and brimstone, but at the center is the secret garden, and that's what we need to tend in each of our hearts, in each of our lives, in each of our families, to hold a sacrosanct center where the outer world can't get in. And we nourish and we root and we ground and we take care of ourselves and we take care of each other, and whatever comes, we're going to be okay. And that's true no matter what, you know, we are going to be okay. And one of the ways that we're gonna be okay is like this. Right? I mean, we need to have fun. We need to have dance parties. We need to move our bodies. We need to move our bodies so our lymph moves through us and so we stay healthy. We need to be in the sun. We need to be barefoot in the sun. We need to eat our meals in the sun. We need to not trust the sunscreen, which is actually what's causing the problem. You know, we've been taught a lot of stuff that actually isn't true. And one of the beauties of this era is a lot of things are coming to light. So pay attention, because there might be some, you know, what do they say when you're writing, kill your darlings? There might be some things that you have thought were the right thing, like me wearing sunglasses forever and then learning, no, that's a terrible thing to do. You know, so stay open. And keep a good attitude as best as you can and find the fun.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like that. It makes me feel like that.
Thank you.
You know who isn't in the files? Michael Jackson. Conspicuously missing is somebody who was framed for being a monster, while the real monsters were embedded in the world of DC, the world of Hollywood. You know, I always knew he was innocent. I was a big fan from a kid. He's a Virgo with a Pisces moon. He's a pure being. I mean, he's a human. He had a shadow just like everybody else, but they made him out to be a monster, and he was not a monster. So now we're going to listen to a song that really blends. You know, we're at the last couple days of Aquarius. We're moving into Pisces, and this is a really kind of weird song that I've always really liked that I feel like just nothing else really would do right now. That was called Alien Water Kiss by Steve Vai, the same guy that did the horsey song at the beginning. And now we are going to take care of business.
COWS is underwritten in part by the Occidental Community Council. The council strives to meet the unmet needs of the Occidental area, and the public is invited to its meetings every third Saturday of the month at 10:30 a.m. at the Occidental Community Center in downtown Occidental.
COWS thanks Molesbury Market for their underwriting support. Established in 1959, they are family-owned, located in the old Redwood Highway in the Larkfield Center. Their website, molesburymarket.com. Molesbury Market tunes into the roots of rock every Sunday morning at 7 on COWS Community Radio.
You're listening to Bellatrix Beats, and we're talking about all sorts of things related to astrology and music and Year of the Fire Horse and the eclipse that happens at 4:12 tomorrow morning on the West Coast. And we're going to listen to a song, another kind of instructive song of how do we do this? How do we actually do this?
The King Shadow is moving again. Baby, there's blood in the river. Get ready for storms ahead. Call on the sisters of winter. Breathe out, don't keep it in. Grief is a sacred giver. Keep steady and rest your head. At dawn we ride together. When the sky turns golden, we will rise.
to mention briefly, we're heading into a Mercury retrograde. It's going to start on the 26th. It's in Pisces. It's going to be with the nodes. It looks to be a strong one, themes of flooding and overwhelm potentially, or themes of divine communion, which is the highest version of Pisces. in order to rise to the revolution that feels inevitable in our future, near future, we need to root down deep. The first song was The Sisters of Winter, and we need to gather our forces for what this year is going to bring. And we need to root down deep and stay really connected to Mother Earth, because she's got our backs. Also, a couple things. Again, most of you will probably hear this after the eclipse, but we're between eclipses. So this applies to any eclipse where something might, if it hits your chart hard, if it hits your chart at all, honestly, eclipses can break things. So sympathetic magic is take some plates and break them, offer them to the eclipse before it happens. You know, and that, you know, more or less, we're just trying to work with energies, and we're trying to stay safe, you know, stay safe in a world that can be a little bit treacherous and a little bit dangerous. So, you know, what it really comes down to is this kind of thing.
Thank you.
That was a message straight from Venus in Pisces on the North Node. We need love. We need to love. We need to be loved. It's one of the main reasons that we come here, and we get so strange and turned up inside of ourselves and make it so complicated, but it really just comes down to love the person in front of you, love the person to the side of you, love the person inside of you. This is the way.
Oh, my mama told me, cause she said she learned the hard way. Say she wanna spare the children. She say don't give a say your soul away, cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. I was a pretty young girl once. I had dreams, I had high hopes. Married a man who stole my heart away. Gave his love, but what a high price to pay. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Why was I such a young fool? Thought I'd make history, making babies was the best I could do. Thought I made something could be mine forever. Another hard way when can't possess another. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. I thought I could find a way. Be the system, make a deal and have no debts to pay. Take it all. I take it all, I'd run away. Leave myself first class and first rate. But all that you have is your soul. So don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Here I am, I'm waiting for a better day. Second chance, a little luck to come my way. Hope to dream, I hope that I can sleep again. Awake in a world with a clear conscience and clean hands. Cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul.
This is Radio 2050, a mix of music and conversations with solutionaries from all over the world.